played Destiny all weekend. I'm not thrilled about it, but that's how it went. Spent most of the day Saturday kind of just leveling, getting shit done. Collecting fucking spin metal. And then Sunday we did that raid, which that's done. I figure the roads will be pretty clear today. I mean, not just because it's already 9 o'clock, but it's Columbus Day, right? Is that right? I saw people this morning talking about things like it was. And I'm sure that there are some people that probably get the day off. I do not. I checked. Wake up, see people talking about Columbus, they go, oh shit, and then find the company, like, calendar, which marks all the holidays and all that other stuff. Nope, nothing on there, so. Such is life. I would have liked to have stayed in bed today, honestly. That would have been nice. Actually, I probably would have just played Borderlands to get deeper into that for like a quick look or something. I don't like what I've played of that game so far. Very much. Other than Destiny, I kind of moved some clothes around. I've got a hall closet that I'm putting all the jackets in. I'm cleaning out the closet in the bedroom, making room in there. Which is good. It's just some stuff I'm pulling out of there. I'm like, I should probably just get rid of this. I'm probably never going to wear this stuff, but... But I figure I'll do this first and then figure out what clothes I'm going to bundle up and drive to one of these donation boxes or whatever. Thank you. pairs of shoes. I mean, I just have so many at this point. Some that are really worn out, that are still technically fine and wearable, but I just, they're kind of starting to fall apart. At this point, I have like 20 pairs of shoes, so I probably don't need to keep the ones that are like on the verge of being unwearable. We'll see. I don't know. It's hard because there's a lot of really dumb shit related to video games, you know, clothing-wise, that I want to keep. I should probably just get some kind of bin or something and put all that in there and, you know, throw it in the garage or something. Because I don't need to have the corduroy twisted metal black jacket hanging up in a closet somewhere that's never going to get worn. That's just hilarious. On the radio, he wondered.
Tricky chatted on curly asses, so ridiculous. And the Mozzie paparazzi, man, they can't control the pictures. No, I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I got a new chick that I gotta thank God for. I got a new whip that I gotta thank the lot for. Yeah, I got a lot, but want a lot more. Yeah, we in the building, but I'm trying to take it to the top floor. I swear I hear some new bullshit every day I'm waking up. It seems like nowadays everybody breaking up. And she can break it down if you lose a good girl. I guess you need a bad bitch to come around and make it up. I guess drama makes for the best content. Everything got a bad side, even the conscience. Now you're drinking till you're unconscious. Tell me when you get a fine bitch, just don't forget to read the fine print. Life got me meditating like I'm in the Himalayas. Keep a G with the L on me like the elevator. Yeah, I know that karma too real, so I hope you're doing cool. But still, stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. Stupid ass, I ain't fucking with you.
J45.
It's your boy Eminem.
We're halfway to the number one song of the week. Here's number
five.
Here's number five.
Feels like a cruise.
This is something. This isn't on the album, right? This is like some new Eminem joint, right?
Ever since I came along,
I don't remember. I feel like I listened to that album through once. I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Anytime things went wrong, I was the one who they would blame it on. The media made me the
idea of Sia in this role of like pop hook singer is really weird.
Courageous balls had to change my style. They said I'm way too soft. And I sound like Easy and Nas. Out came the claws, and the thing's been out since then. But up until the instant that I went against it, it was ingrained in me that I wouldn't amount to a shit stain, I thought. No wonder I had to unlearn everything my brain was taught. Do I really belong in this game, I pondered? I just wanna play my part. Should I make waves or not? So back and forth on my brain, the tug of war wages on. Now I don't wanna seem ungrateful and disrespect the art form I was raised upon. But sometimes you gotta take a loss and have people rub it in your face before you get made pissed off. And keep plugging, it's your only outlet and your only outfit. So you know they're gonna talk about it. Better find a way to counter it quick and make it pop. I feel like I've already said this a kabillion 80 times. How many times can I say the same thing to be wasted rhyme? What I really want to say is, if there's anyone else that can relate to my story, bet you feel the same way I felt when I was in the same place you were when I was afraid to.
Afraid to make a single sound. Afraid I would never find a way out. Afraid I'd never be found.
fuck is this on some top 10 countdown? I mean, oh wait. I mean, other than the obvious part where it's an Eminem branded station. Like, this is not a. Not a very good song, and it's certainly not a banger. Not that everything needs to be a banger, but it's like. Oh man. This song is not like thoughtful enough to be a non-banger hit.
Fucking lie. Gonna do. It's too late to start over. This is the only thing I know.
Like I was there once. Single parents. Hate your appearance. Did you struggle to find your peace in this world? And the pain spawns all the anger on. But it wasn't until I put the pain in song. Learned who to aim it on. That I made a spark. Started it's bit hard as shit. Learned how to harness it while the rains were off. There was a lot of bizarre shit, but the crazy part, as soon as I stopped singing, I gave up. While haters started to appreciate my heart, and it just breaks my heart. So look at all the pain I caused. What am I gonna do when the rage is gone and the lights go out in that trailer park? And the ring that was closing, and there's no one else that I can go. It flows and I'm frozen, cause there's no more emotion for me to pull from. Just a bunch of playful songs that I make for fun. Soaked to the break of dawn, here I go recycling the same old song. But I'd rather make not afraid to than make another motherfucker we made you wrong. Now I don't wanna seem indulgent when I discuss my lows and my highs, my demise and my uprise. Pray to God, I just open enough eyes later on. Gave you the supplies and the tools to hopefully use that'll make you strong enough to lift yourself up when you feel like I'm broke. Cause I can't explain it, y'all. How tame, exhausted my last spell. Just having to balance my dang self. When on eggshells, I was made to walk. But thank you, Marcus, that gave me the strength to call shady mania. Someone to empty that stadium. At least I made it out of that house and found a place in this world. When the day was done. So this is for every kid who all they ever did was jump to one day just didn't accept that I represent him or her, anyone similar. You are the reason that I made this song. And everything you're scared to say, don't be afraid to say no more. From mistake or words, just let them mayhaps talk. Take it with a grain of salt. You need the fucking faces off. The legend of the angry one lives on through you when I'm gone. And the thing
it
I was
afraid to make a single sound. Afraid I would never find a way out.
Top 10 fucking sucks.
All this shit, and I'm trying to put all my shit. I'm trying to put all my shit. busting that bitch. Niggas walk around with they chests out like Janet Jackson and shit. I'm sweating, grinding this bitch. I need a shrine in this bitch. Fuck 007, I work 24/7. Ain't got time to buy with no bitch. Heard Jay-Z got a new Coney yacht. Where to find that shit? The weed stick and grind that shit. Where I got it from, never mind that shit. I'm grinding for all my shit. I got a new vision for all my shit. I don't know what to call that shit. I know I'm selling all of my cars, I'm selling all of my watches, I'm selling diamonds and all of that shit. Realize I don't need that shit. I'm a different breed with this shit. You try to turn M's to B's in this bitch. And I ain't never paid to be with no bitch. I want that Bridget Bordeaux though hanging over my bed, 50 mil in one room. You could ask anyone out here who running the game, and they'll tell you the truth, man. I tell you. Oh, look, they fuck with me now. I think they hearing me now. Someone say, nigga, they taking you seriously now. Like, I think they just might be scared of me now. But it's all good, niggas wrong every day. Niggas wrong every day. Oh, going to LA where I'm trying to get high and do a song every day. Safe. We ain't never had to play it safe. I would rather stack it up and put it in the safe. Then peek inside the safe and see him running out of space. Motherfucker, that's fine.
All my shit, 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 all my shit. I'm good time in the all my shit.
Fuck being on some chill shit.
Double Drake. Fuck it.
Real quick. Maybe on that rap to pay the bill shit. And I don't feel that shit. Not even a little bit. Oh Lord. Know yourself. Know your worth, nigga. My actions being louder than my words, nigga. I used to know I was still sold down to earth, nigga. Niggas won't do it, we can do it on this turf, nigga. Oh Lord, I'm the rookie in the vet. Shout out to the bitches I ain't holding down the set. All up in my phone looking at pictures from the other night. She gon' be upset if she keeps scrolling to the left, dog. She gon' see some shit that she don't wanna see. She ain't ready for it. If I ain't the greatest, then I'm headed for it. Yeah, that mean I'm well. Yeah, the six ain't friendly, but that's where I lay up. This shit a motherfucking layup. I been Steph Curry with the shot. Been cooking with the sauce. Chef Curry with the pot, boy. 360 with the wrist, boy. Hey, who the fuck them niggas is, boy? OVO, man, we really with the shits, boy. Yeah,
yeah.
Really with the shits. I should probably start a hit, boy, cause I got all the hits, boy. Fuck all that drink, you gotta chill shit. I be on my little mouse drill shit. Fuck all that rap to pay your bill shit. Yeah, I'm on some rappers, pay my bills shit. All up on TV, I thought it made me richer. Wasn't paying me enough, I needed something quicker. So now I'm all in Nico basement, putting working on the phones. Either that or try the money more to make the pickups. Man, it's 2008, I'm trying to paint the picture. Comeback season in the works, and now I'm thinking bigger. I got 40 in the studio, every night, late night. Gotta watch this shit, don't wanna make them sicker. That's my nigga, oh Lord. Got a whole lot to show for it. I mean, we can really get it, we can go for it. I'm just here for the Bucks and the Billies, nigga. Don't make me kill one of the ghosts for it. I run this shit, they like, go for us. Run for us, go for us.
yeah, I mean, you already wrote for us. Damn, nigga, what's one more quote for us? Oh, Lord, who else sounded like this? They ain't made me what I am, they just found me like this. I was ready. Fuck that, I've been ready since my dad used to tell me he was coming to the house to get me. He ain't show. Valuable lesson, man, I had to grow up. That's why I never ask for help. I do it for you niggas and do it for myself. I go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, real fucking quick, nigga. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, real fucking quick, nigga.
I mean, I'm only going 70. I don't even know what the fuck Drake is talking about.
Whole squad on that real shit. Yeah. The other night, Lavish Lee told me that I'm all these people listen to. She said they love me unconditional. Imagine how I feel to watch another nigga at the top. You know that if you wasn't you, you would be dissing you, dog. Damn. Okay, from that perspective, I see what you're talking about. No way to solve it.
You know what?
See, I was trying to find out where I lost him at, but maybe I ain't lose him at all. Maybe I keep.
I think the Nissan Juke is kind of a cool looking car. I'm looking at one right now. Like, it's a little, almost like a little dune buggy ish kind of thing. Kind of flared out fenders a little bit. Like, it's probably not a great car. It's a little small, but in terms of cars that size, and I don't know, something about it. It looks fun. How about that? It looks like a fun little car.
Being humble don't work as well as being aware. Listen up, boy, you better all fiends dropping. We already got spring 2015 popping. P&D dropping, reps of P dropping, Magic Jordan dropping, Oki dropping, not to mention me dropping. Feel like we paid the refs off, man, we fixed the game. Me and Noel been at it before Twitter names. Yeah, been on the move like the lease is up. And I can't even name one.
I was originally thinking about getting a hybrid when I bought this car.
Fuck how it was in the past tense. Ask yourself, how do we match up now?
Or I guess technically leased this car. But I only leased it because it was. Like, I was prepared to just like buy the car, and they were like, "Well, I mean, you could just lease it. It's the exact same amount of money. No interest, no nothing." I was like, "Well, fine, I guess. I don't know." I had never leased a car before, and now, of course, like now, you know, maybe that's how they fucking get you. Is now I'm like 2 years in on this 3 year lease and starting to think like, well, I mean, in a year I'm gonna have to pay out the rest of this lease, or I could just get another car. It's the worst. Treating cars as disposable and stuff like that. That's I drove my Mustang. I've got that Mustang. That was a 97. It's a 97 Ford Mustang GT. Fully loaded, everything but the sunroof. Or everything but convertible, or you know, whatever it was. And I drove that thing until what? Christmas 2012, I guess. December. I got it in around December. 2 years. 2 years ago. So yeah, 2012. Yeah. I put a whole lot of fucking miles on that car. And that's just kind of how I think about cars, you know? It's just like that. Like, get a car, drive a car. Drive it into the fucking ground. Get the most out of it. Take care of it. And then, you know, when it's completely used up, get rid of it. Sell it as used, or, you know, just like whatever you gotta do. Get something else. Surely your tastes will have changed by the time you go from one car to the next. Though I did look at Mustangs. They almost got me. They almost got me again. I almost bought another Mustang. Because I really liked the, like, the, whatever, the current model, like, 2013s. I want to say 2013s, but it came in this, like, nice-looking blue color, like, the dash was looking nice, like, it was a good-looking Mustang, like, basically the same car. Memory, too, just like anything else, but I've never actually driven a manual transmission for any real length of time, and I'm pretty bad at it. I remember when I was 15 trying to learn how to drive stick. My friend had a 68 Mustang, and I kept stalling it over and over. Like, I couldn't understand what I needed to do to make the car go. So I never really learned how to do that very well. You know, you kind of don't have to anymore. It's not a situation where, like, automatic transmission is somehow some kind of perk. It's just kind of standard on almost all cars now, it seems like. That's the impression I got going out and shopping, anyway. But the Challenger, with it being kind of a throwback and kind of a faster car, when they got out of their RTs and their track packages and all that other shit, like,
CP figures, I be dishing and handling the rock chef, cooking with the pot, boy. It's all about the motherfucking money, money. It's all about the motherfucking money, money. It's all about the motherfucking...
Finally, a rap song that really just fucking gets down to business and tells you what it's all about. Like, what's going on? Artistic integrity? No! We are all about the money. Alright? What's it about? It's about global war? No, it is not. Is this song about fucking? Maybe. Maybe. I don't know what it's all about. If I knew what it was all about, I wouldn't be commuting to and from San Francisco every day. I thought about getting a hybrid. When I started looking for cars, like the Lexus hybrid, the CT200H, I thought, like, looked kind of nice. And, you know, it was like a little more stealth than the, like, Yaris and Prius and, like, all the kind of real obvious hybrids. But I just don't like the way those cars look. But they were really hard to find. Like, those cars were not easy to find. They were in short supply. I think they may still be. I don't know. But so I didn't even get to test drive one. I've still never driven a hybrid. I would really like to. I'm kind of curious about the power output. Like, some, like, you know, what happens when I mash the fucking pedal in a hybrid? That's the thing about driving, like this car's got power, you know, it's not like a fucking race car or whatever. I mean, it's a fucking four-door whatever, but, you know, it's like the Mustang and this car to, you know, like, actually, this car's probably not too far off from that Mustang in terms of pickup and power and stuff. It's not bad. But I've come to, like, expect and like, rely upon quick acceleration in traffic and quick deceleration. Just, you know, having a car that can kind of perform.
Fucking smash! Are you ready?
What's the number one song? Press the motherfucking button. Of course. Still this song. But this is a great song. This is a great fucking song. No problems with this Jeezy cut. But, you know, like, driving sucks. Like, people fucking suck at fucking driving. And sometimes you need just a little bit of power to get the fuck away from some bullshit. And I was like, oh, this drunk guy is swerving all over the place. I need to pass him very quickly before something bad happens. Or, hey, this thing is happening. I like, you know, there's some out of control shit happening. I either need to be able to fucking hit the brakes and get the fuck out of here that way, or power past it. And I like to have both options. If you don't have good kind of power in a car, like, you know, you don't have the power away from it option as much, you know? This is my favorite part of the song. This is the best part of the song. That, and, I mean, you know, then there's the part where Jay-Z says real shit over and over again over half of his verse to remind you that this is it's real. It just makes the whole thing sound fake. Here, listen, if you haven't heard it before. Real shit. Gave my life to the block. Figure I get shot, he said die on top. Real shit. Real shit. I came alive in the drop. Big body, all white shit. Looks like a yacht. Real shit. Real shit. Got a five when it pop. Had a blood in St. Thomas on the trip. You watch. Flew back to the stage park. 92 bricks in front of 560 State. Now the next stone throw from where I used to go. Do you think the people that live at 560 State Street are bummed out at the way that Jay-Z keeps talking about it? I probably brought your own through a couple halves. Was in the S-class, you was just in class. You know I was gonna flow like a left flash. Is there some kind of hip-hop tour that'll, like, take you around New York and wherever? And well, this is the street that, this is a staircase that they talked about in that Wu-Tang Clan song where they were smoking bones. Here's Marcy Projects. Here's Queensbridge, just generally. Just here's Queensbridge. Here's 566 Street, where Jay-Z used to stash his work. Yeah, I don't know. So at some point, like, even though I've never test driven one, I had enough people say, like, oh, you know, like, these hybrids are not what you're looking for in terms of, like, acceleration. They're not going to help you get away from problems. And I still would like to test drive one for myself. Someone told me pretty recently that the Chevy Volt is really fun to drive since it's an electric car. It's just fucking full torque as soon as you touch the fucking pedal, which sounds kind of cool. I don't know. Cars, man. Eventually, you'd like to think that we'd get to a point as a people where no one needs a car. I don't mean, like, in the current sense of, like, you know, big cities and public transportation. I mean something better than that. Something that's more direct. Something that's not, you know, hey, I walked to the train station and got on the train, and then I walked from that train station to where I was going. But, like, you know, whether it's, like, a self-driving car thing, and that just becomes a service, or it's like, pick me up here and then take me here, and or whatever, you know, just bullet trains that are faster, you know. It's like, on one hand, I theoretically really do like driving cars. But in practice, like, all I really do is drive to work. You know, so I. So on one hand, like, I think cars are like guns. In a way. in that I think that, like, they become a symbol for freedom in this country that, like, maybe they don't have that image elsewhere. I think there are a lot of people that are just like, oh, true freedom. I got a gun in my truck, you know, and I can go anywhere I want, and if I gotta shoot shit when I get there, I can. America, I, you know, like, whatever. They're weird, you know, they're weird symbols of a culture, I guess, but we brought it on ourselves on some level. But I mean, like, you know, I could fucking pull over halfway through this drive and take a boat to work. And then, you know, I'd have to walk from the ferry terminal to the office, which, I, you know, it's not that hard to do. I just don't want to do it. It's not how I want to start my day. And also, the freedom end of it comes in, and it's like, that boat goes by a fucking schedule. And if I miss the fucking boat, I miss the fucking boat, you know? And there's been some late nights at the office and stuff where, like, the boat stops running at, like, 9. I don't want to be racing for the boat only to find I missed the boat and now I have to take a bus to Marin County and now it's going to take multiple hours and all this, you know, it's like it already takes a little bit longer just to take the boat. So, you know, to, in an effort to value my own free time, and because I can, and because, like, actually paying for the boat is not necessarily any significantly cheaper than, you know, just driving. I drive the whole way. But if I could just get on something that's, like, really close to my house and, I don't know, fucking get way into coffee, read a book or something, and it got here in, like, a timely fashion so I wasn't on something for 2 fucking hours, and the schedule was flexible or fast enough that, like, or, you know, that I could get places when I want to get places and not have to live by something else's schedule, I would totally do that. But that just doesn't exist, especially... I'm just going to run this red light. That's true freedom. Right there. Freedom to break the law. You know, and then you can just have a tiny car or whatever, because, like, to get around locally. I don't know. Move to Japan. No, that's the exact opposite of what I'm talking about. Like, the trains in Tokyo stop at midnight. And it's a whole lot of, as someone, it is a ton of walking. Like, it is, yeah, it is not, I mean, yes, the train system is good, the subway is good, but, you know, it's like New Yorker. It's like anything else. It's not like a magical system that is, you know, dramatically better than the public transportation options in many other large cities of its type.
Street niggas shit, man. Niggas be getting exploded like a motherfucker out here, man. You know what I'm saying? not scrambled.
Put it down on the SA 45 on your iPhone,
iPad, Android, or BlackBerry device.
Wherever you go, SA 45 is right by your goddamn side.
I feel like this track really paints a picture in a way that a lot of hip-hop does not. That cinematic picture is Action Bronson rocking very loose pants. Telecommuting is not looked down upon, and some sort of slower way of working, or inferior way of working. That's the sort of thing that, like, I don't know that I could ever, with what I do, with how we do it, we need people in the same room to talk about video games, to record videos, all that other stuff. Like, you can do some of that stuff remotely, but it comes with a lot of compromises when you do it that way. I mean, you can go look at that on other sites and other people that do Skype podcasts, other people that do remote video streaming and stuff like that. Like, it's not, it's hard to get the timing down for that sort of stuff.
You need to speak clearer, dear, cause I can't hear you. Shit. The Magic Johnson of the game, these lanes don't wanna play with me. Smile on your face, but I really know you hating me. I know you're mad cause I'm sick and it's plain to see. It's me. Ride the Harley into the sunset. Ride the Harley into the sunset. Ride the Harley into the sunset. Ride the Harley into the sunset.
Alright. Well, I'm at the office now. I just tried to connect to Wi-Fi. I don't know if that broke everything, but I'm at the office now. I'll see you guys later. Have a good Monday. Columbus Day or something.